Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is incredible. Fox News has decided it's not going to run the January 6th hearing. Fox News, they call themselves News, will not run the January 6th hearing. They say that they will let their hosts, and specifically they said Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, decide whether to cut in from time to time. Cut in from time to time. Now, there is an explanation that some people think is just media-driven, ad-driven, money-driven, that their viewers won't like it and will feel bad about it, so therefore they don't want to hurt their feelings. But the fact of the matter is, people like controversy. At least air it. Let people know what's being said. Listen to the live testimony, and you can make up your own minds. It'll change a lot of minds. There was an experiment done, and you may have read about this. I may have talked about it a few months ago, where Fox News people, Fox News viewers, who said they only watch Fox News, were paid $100, and for a month they only watch CNN and not Fox News. And a number of them afterwards said, wow, I didn't know any of that. And it changed their mind on some issues. So people get in some kind of Fox News is a cult. And so there are people who watch it from time to time. But the fact is, there are some who sit. The way they did with Rush Limbaugh back 20 years ago, they called the rush hour. And they all sat around reverentially. It's very sad. Anyway, the real reason I think they are not doing it is this. Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and several of their other hosts are going to be part of the investigation. Now, what do I mean by that? Did they storm the Capitol? No. Did they advocate storming the Capitol? No. But on the day of the insurrection, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and several other hosts texted or contacted Mark Meadows, Trump's chief of staff, and said, you've got to stop this. It's wrecking everything we've accomplished. You got to put an end to this. Somebody's going to get killed. This is Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Don Trump Jr. and other hosts. So if they air this live on Fox News, and their base watches this, and suddenly they hear Sean Hannity, a text being read, and Laura Ingraham to Mark Meadows saying, for God's sake, stop this. This is terrible. Somebody's going to get killed. This wrecks everything we've accomplished. One of the texts was, well, why don't you just go around the country campaigning now for getting rid of, for fair elections next time? The base would see that. And the base would realize that Fox News is fully you-know-what. Because Fox News, for instance, how many of these guys went on the air and attacked vaccines? Tucker Carlson, you know, all these people. Fox News put out a rule that said you are going to get vaccinated. Everybody at Fox News, or you're fired. Tucker Carlson makes a lot of money. He got vaccinated because he wanted his money. And then he goes on the air and attacks vaccines. They've gotten away to this with this kind of stuff to a point. But if you see actual live testimony and a picture of the text from Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham with the Fox News logo saying, for God's sake, stop it, somebody's going to get killed. Then you start thinking, hey, wait a minute. Am I watching Kim Jong-un news or American news? And one fascinating tidbit I had not known before, but which was revealed yesterday in an interview I saw, was that you may remember in the 2020 election, the state of Arizona looked too close to call. Fox News was the first station to call it for Biden. They called it straight. You know, their guy, you know, they have somebody who does the polling and the exit polls and all that, and said Biden's going to win this. He skunked ABC, CBS, and NBC, and CNN, and MSNBC by a lot. There were calls to Rupert Murdoch himself, the guy that owns Fox News, from the Trump people, saying, rescind that, take that back. There was fraud, and Murdoch wouldn't do it. And on the coverage that night and for several nights after, believe it or not, Fox News was beaten in the ratings by OAN, One America Now. Now, One America Now is a fringe outfit. It has very, very low ratings. It's basically conspiracy theorists. But their base was so enraged by this, that they, the Fox base, that they turned to OAN. Fox normally, because it's to the right of CNN and MSNBC, has ratings that are higher than both of them combined. Tucker Carlson, for instance. Tucker Carlson is simply an intellectual adventurer, doesn't care what he says. He went to high school at a boarding school in Rhode Island called St. George's. Then he went to college at Trinity in Hartford, Connecticut. Very undistinguished academic record in both places. Worked for MSNBC, apparently. He'll say anything. When he went with Fox, he realized, if I say something that's a flat-out lie and people growl and applaud, I will make more money. And the station will get more advertisers because more people are growling and applauding. So, for instance, he said the FBI ginned up the January 6th insurrection. Not only false, that's treasonous. He was pro-Putin in the invasion of Ukraine. He was Tuckio Rose, not Tokyo Rose, Tuckio Rose, Tucker Carlson. I'll tell you what, if there were a former declaration of war, if we had captured Tokyo Rose or Axis Sally, we would have tried them and executed them for treason. Tucker Carlson committed treason by supporting Putin over our wartime president, our goals, and our support of Ukraine. But there's no formal declaration of war against Russia, so that's his ace in the hole. The kill shot would be, and the kill shot for Jesse Waters too, by the way, they apparently like kill shots, I'll give him a kill shot, is treason. And if there's ever a formal declaration of war and Tuckio Rose says this stuff, that's it. It's curtains for Tuckio Rose. But how do you have Hannity and Laura Ingraham on there sticking up for the insurrection when they, with alarm in their demeanor, sent text saying, please stop it? And this is a joke about Fox, quote, cutting into the hearings, quote, when appropriate, end quote. I'll tell you when they're going to cut in. Kevin McCarthy and Elise Stefanik, who's the number two in the House minority. She was a moderate from upstate New York. Now she's a little Trump slave, quite the little Trump slave. Their position is that this is partisan and false and overblown. Whenever they get up on their hind legs and say that, what you're going to find is they'll cut into that. And then they'll claim they cut into the January 6th hearing. You know, I don't know. Do people fall for this? Do people fall for this? Nobody listens to it. I mean, even if you're a Republican, you shouldn't fall for this. Watch the hearing. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.